DeAndre Hopkins tweeted back on February 13th, 2023. Pretty significant date.
February what?
13th, 2023.
Okay. That's the day the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, isn't it?
Patrick Mahomes is different. Eyes wide open.
So yeah, now you get to see how different he is. Mm-hmm. You go from Kyler Murray to Will Levis to Patrick Mahomes. Who did he have down in Houston for a while there?
Will Levis.
No, and in Houston.
Ryan. Oh, he had
Deshaun, right?
Yeah, for a while, yep.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be, is their last playoff game that 24-point loss to the Chiefs, or that 24-point lead that they blew, is that their last playoff game in Houston with DeAndre Hopkins and those guys? I saw 2019 he was in the postseason. Was that their last game when they blew that lead? It may have been, or maybe they made the playoffs the year after. I can't remember off the top of my head right now. But DeAndre Hopkins is here. That's the good news. The Chiefs went out, made a move. Everybody wanted them to make a move, and they did. They made a move, and they got better. And the locker room's going to be excited. The front office is going to be excited. Patrick Mahomes is going to be excited. You now have a reliable wide receiver for the first time, basically, in 2 years that you can 100% count on. DeAndre Hopkins doesn't drop the football. DeAndre Hopkins is big inside the red zone, and he's a reliable receiver that Patrick Mahomes can look at and go, I got you, you got me, let's go. Take some pressure off of 87 as well. Take some pressure off that running game a little bit. Gives you another target that you can go to. There are no negatives about this move. This is a very nice move for Kansas City.
It has been a long rumor deal that now is happening. Sources say DeAndre Hopkins, the star receiver for the Tennessee Titans, is in the process of being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. The champs continue to load up. Another day, another big time receiver moves. It has certainly been a season full of them. We've seen Devontae Adams. We've seen Amari Cooper. Now DeAndre Hopkins is the latest. My understanding is this is in exchange for a fifth rounder that could become a fourth rounder. The two sides are still going back and forth now on salary. My understanding is the Titans are going to pay some of DeAndre Hopkins' base salary for this year just to make it easier for the Chiefs to withstand the salary. But this trade is expected to happen. So KC has lost Hollywood Brown. Juju Smith-Schuster not going to play this week. But DeAndre Hopkins is expected to be there. You're right. This has been a long rumored trade. But listen to how fast it happened. It has been nothing but rumors till about, I would say, midnight last night, Kansas City time. The two sides got together. They kind of threw hypotheticals back and forth. By about 5 or 6 in the morning today, it became clear that a deal would happen. Expected to be finalized soon. D-Hop going to join the Chiefs.
I think Carrington made a good point on Twitter, and I want to give him credit for this because this kind of full circles today's conversation. We have some people that are, you know, ecstatic, that are, you know, this is great. That's what you should be. This is a move your team needed to make. And there's other people like, oh, well, he's older. He's kind of washed. He could get hurt, blah, blah, blah. Negative, negative, negative. Carrington says, solid player, solid move, solid trade. You gave up a fifth. You got a trusted veteran who fits this offensive scheme well, and you needed a move to make because you have lost three of your starting wide receivers, where your wide receiver room was Xavier Worthy, a rookie, Sky Moore, worse than a rookie, and Justin Watson. And then you had Travis Kelce, who's needing somebody else to kind of go along with him, and you're already without Isaiah Pacheco, which Kareem Hunt's been great. So you've added a veteran. You've added somebody that you can trust. And one thing this offense needs is they need that guy that can run that 6 to 7 yard route consistently, catch it, and then do either something with it or solidify that first down, because that's what DeAndre Hopkins is going to do. He's got, what, the longest active game streak of having a catch?
Yeah, he is. He's number one in the NFL. Binkley tells me via text message this morning that DeAndre Hopkins has a catch in 168 straight games. Kelce has a catch in 164 straight games, the two longest streaks in the NFL. And when Binkley was on with us today spitting knowledge about DeAndre Hopkins, he had mentioned that he only has like 3 drops and like, I don't know, the last 5 years or something ridiculous like that. So this is somebody that is reliable. And that's the number one thing that this offense really has needed over the last couple of years, is a reliable wide receiver. Not somebody who's going to be there at the games, but somebody who's going to make the catches when the ball is thrown to them. We were burned last year with a wide receiver who couldn't catch the football and who wasn't reliable. Now you've got a guy that has experience. He's really good inside the red zone. He's got excellent hands, and he's trusted. And the fact that you've got a guy that the quarterback can trust and that has a track record in this league makes things so much, I don't want to use the term easier, but it takes a lot of that stress and anxiety off of Patrick Mahomes, knowing when he lines up and looks around, okay, DeAndre Hopkins, whatever number he's going to wear, probably not number 10, that's worn by somebody else at this point in time, but he's probably going to look around and go, okay, I got DeAndre over here, I can count on you. I got 87 over here, I can count on you. All right, I got two guys that I know that I can count on if things start to break down. And that now creates more for the defense. Like, you know, Vegas is walking into meetings this week going, oh, son of a gun, they got DeAndre Hopkins now? Not only do we have to prepare to get our ass kicked, now we got to prepare for DeAndre Hopkins as well. It's another guy you have to prepare for. It's another guy that can make a big play. It's another guy that's reliable. And it's another weapon for Patrick Mahomes. And so I just don't see any negatives whatsoever with this move and with this trade. And that's why we've talked about reasonable expectations this morning. If you think he's going to light the world on fire and be a 100-yard receiver per game, well, then you have out-of-whack expectations, because Ja'Marr Chase has two games this year over 100 yards, and Justin Jefferson has one game this year over 100 yards. And those are two of the arguably the best receivers in the game today. Mm-hmm. So you can't have unrealistic expectations. Go in going, hey, man, if it's 3rd and 7 and he catches an 8-yard pass, that's great. If we got 3rd and goal and he catches a touchdown pass, that's fantastic. Go in with the expectations of 4 to 5 catches, 45, 55, 60 yards, and maybe a touchdown a game or something of that nature. And even that's a little much with a touchdown per game. But don't have huge expectations like you think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a 150-yard receiver every game, because that's not going to be the case. And if you have those expectations, then you're setting yourself up for disappointment with this trade, which some people do, and that's fine. Do your thing.
Right. And we mentioned it earlier, 6 catches for 62 yards is what he averaged last year. He had 3 games of 100 yards. And if you missed our conversation on this, you can go back, because some of you might just be waking up and listening to the radio. DeAndre Hopkins, the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, is what we're talking about all day here on 96.5 The Fan.
Right.
But the thing is like our expectations, because somebody says, you know, obviously temper your expectations. You know, I think expectations need to be tempered. He's 32 and not the same Hopkins from 7 years ago. That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying. Four or five catches a game.
We're not saying that he's going to be this guy that's going to go out there and have 9 catches on every game for 115 yards and the possibility of a touchdown every game. I think what DeAndre Hopkins is in this offense for is for trust, liability, and security. And he's going to be that guy that Mahomes can look at and be like, hey, if it's, you know, 1st and 10 and it's, you know, 2-minute drill, first play of the drive, and I need to get out of this, you know, back end of our end zone, then I'm going to throw you the ball and I need you to be there and I need you to have this ready to go. The other thing that's also the question is the knee okay? And yeah, that's, I think, the right question that is fair to have on everybody's mind. Like, we don't know. We don't know what it is, but I know that if it wasn't at a point where Brett Veach didn't trust it, then Brett Veach doesn't make this move.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a 5th-round pick or a 4th-round pick, Brett Veach is very stingy with his picks, and Brett Veach is going to do his due diligence to know that what he's bringing in here is worth it. And I will also say that, you know, he wasn't my number one option because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I like DeAndre Hopkins. I think I believe everything I've just said, but I don't go a day without not thinking like, ah, man, it takes one, you know, extended grab, come down, twist, and you're like, well, sucks. Like, you know, like obviously that's gonna be in the fear of your mind. I also kind of have that fear if you listen to the show Monday, where I just expect somebody to get hurt every single game in the NFL season.
Yeah, but that's what happens in the NFL. Like, if you're afraid of injury happening to a player, don't watch anymore. Like, because this is what happens in the NFL. Like, you can't play in fear of injury. It goes back to the Monday night game with Chris Godwin and, you know, should he have been in the game and all that kind of stuff. And then you hear from, you know, Ryan Clark on ESPN and kind of puts it all into perspective. This is what these guys do for a living. This is their job. This is their livelihood. We're not going to sit here and rest guys and do all that kind of stuff because we fear injury. When you fear injury, that's when the injuries do happen. And so, yeah, does DeAndre Hopkins have a sore knee? Sure, he does. Was he our first choice? No, he wasn't, but he was definitely on that list. And I would say probably third on that list. I mean, you know, we like Darius Slayton. We like Deontay Johnson. We talked about those guys. That would be nice additions for this team. Probably DeAndre Hopkins coming in at number three on that list. And that's the guy they went out and got. But I can tell you just from talking to people inside the organization this morning and around the league, people are fired up about this move. And that's the most important thing. This team is so happy right now that the organization went out and did it. It's going to add bounce to their step, man. And if I'm the Raiders this weekend, I'm probably going to want to forfeit this game.
Diana Rossini says 2 minutes ago, while the Titans and Chiefs continue to iron out the details of the trade, the Chiefs are expecting DeAndre Hopkins to land in Kansas City later today. And the hope is to get him ready to play on Sunday against the Raiders per sources.
That's right.
And again,
I like how they say, get him ready to play.
Yeah.
Go out and run this pattern and we'll throw you the football. It's, you know.
Again, just two seasons with under 15 games played for DeAndre Hopkins. One of those seasons was because he was suspended, not hurt. This is a much more, I don't know what you want to say.
Durable,
consistent player than people give him credit for. And if you know, still a little skeptical, still a little pessimistic, we're going to have a good friend of mine and midday radio show host in Nashville on the show in about 10 minutes to answer some questions. He's been really close to the D-Hop situation for the last 2 years. Maybe he can kind of ease some of your pessimism.
Sounds good. Tennessee Mac coming in clutch on a day that they acquire a Tennessee back.
You still want to Carrington's guest, you said?
That's right.
That's it.
Joined in 10 minutes by somebody out of Nashville. One of Mac's midday guys out there as well. Get you more information on the news today that is DeAndre Hopkins, Kansas City. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan. DeAndre Hopkins is a Kansas City Chief. Everybody on X is now tweeting the same stuff. We've gotten to that point. So if you missed the breaking news.
No new news.
Nothing. Now everything is, his plan is to be here today, start practicing, be ready for the game on Sunday, which should be the obvious.
Yeah, exactly. Like somebody even tweeted out, it's going to be hard for him to get. No, it's not. He's 32 years old. He's been around this block before. You know what was hard? Playing with little Levi's. Ari Meyeroff at My Sports Update tweets, in 2017, Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing yards. DeAndre Hopkins led the league in receiving touchdowns, and Travis Kelce led all tight ends in receptions. These are the three weapons in 2024 trying to help the Chiefs aim for a three-peat. Think about that for a second. 2017, man, how great those guys were. Travis Kelce still really good. Kareem Hunt still really good. And I think DeAndre Hopkins gets a new lease on life. We've talked about how much this is exciting the players inside the locker room and what moves like this do for the players inside the locker room. Think about now from the standpoint of DeAndre Hopkins. He gets that phone call this morning or last night or whenever it was that officially went down. Hey, you're going to Kansas City. You're now a Chief. Think about the renewed excitement and the renewed lease on life that he gets going from a 1-5 football team, a quarterback who puts mayonnaise in his coffee, to going to a 6-0 football team and a quarterback who puts ketchup on a steak. I mean, it is completely different from what he went to bed with versus what he's waking up with. And you got to think there's a pep in his step right now, right? Like DeAndre Hopkins is going, sweet, I'm going to that Nashville airport, seeing somebody sing country music, and I'm landing in Kansas City getting barbecue and jazz in about an hour and a half, and I get to play for the Chiefs, man. Like, that's a dream come true for DeAndre Hopkins today.
We'll be joined by Lucas Panzica of 104.5 The Zone in Nashville.
A good salad at Jasper's, the Panzica salad.
They put
goodness.
Goddess on
it. Oh, it's so good, man. He put some bread in there. The dressing.
We'll be joined by him in a few minutes here as we address what we believe is interesting with this move, is that, you know, Patrick Mahomes gets a solidified target, a bona fide stud, and a certified G, and you can't teach that. Which is something of interest for the Kansas City Chiefs because, look, you'd mentioned this earlier, like the locker room's going to explode with this information. DeAndre Hopkins is a household name.
Yes.
So if you know him, the Chiefs players know him. There's guys in that Chiefs roster like, dude, I remember when you were in Houston.
There's dudes on that roster who grew up watching DeAndre Hopkins play, and now they get to play with the guy.
Right, and, you know, Mahomes would be like, hey, like that Chris Farley skit on Saturday Night Live. Remember that time you guys were up like 24-7 against us in the AFC divisional round?
24-0.
24-0, and then we ran out of fireworks because we scored so many touchdowns and beat you. Like, now that could be fun, right? But no,
I don't know if you're looking over that, though.
It's tough, dude. That's tough. Like, that stat still that, like, we ran out of fireworks because they scored too many times. Like, that's like, the worst part about that story if you're Houston.
Right.
Or the fact that they got Mahomes and you got the other guy,
right,
that some, you know, local people thought would be a good idea.
Yeah, I thought it would be good. We all thought it would be, you know, coming out of college, man. You know, right?
Somebody says he's not flying Southwest either. You know, 15th sent his jet to him.
I would hope so, right?
I would think there's like somebody with a PJ going, hey, buddy, it'll be there in 5.
Yeah.
And leave that barbecue there. And then we got you covered here. Even though I do, there's some Tennessee barbecue.
Look, I mean, there's good barbecue cuisines in all of them. We just happen to be the best. But man, some of the sausage in Texas is really, really good. I'm telling you, it's really, really good. You get some sausage down there, Luling and Lockhart, the Central Market.
You think Legarius Sneed is in his luggage?
Legarius wants back, man. I would imagine Legarius like, please take me. We only got one seat on the plane, man, but please take me, you know. So, right. Hey, Legarius got the bag, got paid, got his 2 Super Bowl rings. Now DeAndre Hopkins got the bag, and now he gets the opportunity to get his Super Bowl ring. So it's a good day, man. It really is. Like, it's a fun day to be a Chiefs fan. Fun day for us to wake up and say, hey, Mac, and if you missed the video, we'll get that posted a little bit later. We kept this a secret from Mac until we started the show and then told them live on the air, and he freaked out like he got a new Nintendo 64 for Christmas.
It was great. It was awesome. I don't know how you guys did it, but you pulled it off.
Well, we just made up stuff and we were throwing things at you that made no sense.
Why are you guys annoying me?
You probably thought we were like, you know, going through seizures or something in here. Like, what are these idiots doing?
Did they take a gummy without me? We go to Lucas Panzica of 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. Lucas, thanks for the spur of the moment arrival on our show. We appreciate it. Obviously, the news that broke today. DeAndre Hopkins is traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. First off, do you have any dirt on Mac that you want to get out of the way real quick?
Oh, any dirt on Mac? Now, that's a good question. I don't know, man. Mac's a good dude. Mac's a good dude. I'm going to keep the dirt in-house until he gives me a reason.
Yeah.
Until he gives me a reason to spill. No, look, I'm just happy Mac went to a winning football city, okay?
Yeah. No, that's great. That's a good bro to keep it in-house. But I do want to bring up DeAndre Hopkins, because the question that everybody's having, and I want to address this first, the MCL or the knee, like, what was the concern level in Nashville, and like, what was the talk of the town about his knee injury that everybody keeps bringing up on our text line?
Yeah, so he suffered that injury in training camp, and it looked like he was going to miss maybe the first 1 or 2 games of the regular season. He ended up being available for the Bears game, but had a really limited snap count. In fact, his snap count was fairly limited in the first couple weeks of the season, and then it started to rise a little bit. And really, the last couple weeks, it's not been much of an issue. The reason DeAndre Hopkins' lack of production has been an issue in Tennessee is much more about quarterback play than it is about a knee issue. So, obviously, they pulled him on Sunday in the fourth quarter of the Bills game, and at that point, the game was largely out of hand. And the speculation there is, okay, they're trying to preserve him. They're trying to move him. DeAndre Hopkins has been the first name at the top of any list when it comes to the Titans maybe being sellers before the trade deadline. Brian Callahan said the other day that he was experiencing some leg soreness. You know, the truthfulness of that, I don't know. But to me, it would be more likely that Titans are just trying to sideline him and maximize the opportunity to ship him now we see in a move to Kansas City. So I don't think it's a big issue. That's not to say it won't pop up at some point down the road, but it was not limiting his snap count really in the last few weeks.
You wonder too, is this an injury because you're 1-5 and now you go to 6-0 and that injury all of a sudden is gone? Because that does happen a lot in the NFL, you know?
Exactly, right? See Devontae Adams. The calf has been magically healed since he arrived in New York,
right,
and he's getting a full snap count. So I will not be surprised to see DeAndre Hopkins get a full workload whenever his Chiefs debut comes.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. We're excited to see him here, and you know, we set reasonable expectations. Like, I don't know how you feel about this, but if we set a reasonable expectation of 4 to 5 catches, 60 yards per game, maybe a touchdown every other game, is that a realistic expectation to have for DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he was the splash signing for the Titans last year in summer of 2023, and the Titans have had a ton of experience with bringing in these guys that could be future Hall of Famers, legendary figures at the wide receiver position, the likes of Randy Moss, and I mean, just players throughout Andre Johnson throughout the course of Titans history that have come in the later stages of their career, not really contributed much. DeAndre Hopkins finally, you know, debunked that, so to speak. He came in, he was a 1,000-yard receiver, despite all the issues the Titans had at quarterback, despite being the only target that defenses really had to worry about last season, he still went over 1,000 yards, and he still was a great target for Will Levis when he came in for his NFL debut. So, yeah, no, that would be a very reasonable expectation. DeAndre Hopkins can still play, man. He's still a pro. He still has the catch radius, and he's the type of receiver that think like a Larry Fitzgerald, right? That he can age into this league without it really setting him back. His game never really relied on straight line speed, right? I mean, he's a great route runner. It's never been an issue in terms of drops. And he's just an absolute pro on top of all of that. So it's been great to have DeAndre Hopkins in Nashville. He's been a great fit for the city, and I don't think anybody here would have anything but good things to say to him on and off the field.
Talking to Lucas Panzeca of 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. Lucas, I want to bring this up because a lot of people kind of see Patrick Mahomes, DeAndre Hopkins, and Bob just kind of, you know, brought up expectations. But, like, what kind of, like, sort of, you know, route running, or where do you kind of see, like, how they will utilize DeAndre? I know you say age can kind of, like, he's kind of like an ageless wonder, you know, it doesn't really show in his play. But, like, I assume going over the middle is probably not his favorite thing to do these days at 32.
No, I wouldn't say that. Look, he's still a great route runner. And I see him and Patrick Mahomes establishing an immediate connection in terms of trust. Mahomes is going to be able to trust DeAndre Hopkins. They're going to be able to establish that very, very quickly. And this is going to be sort of new territory for Hopkins because he's going to go from being a sounding board, kind of a mentor to Will Levis, to now playing with the best quarterback in the National Football League. I'm sure that's a relief for DeAndre. And he never showed signs of frustration during his time in Nashville. Like I said, he's been a pro the whole way, but I bet this will rejuvenate him this season to legitimately get a chance to play for a Super Bowl, something that he has not had since the height of the Texans, right, when Deshaun Watson was at the peak of his career throwing to DeAndre Hopkins. So, look, he is an older player. So, 32-year-old DeAndre Hopkins is not 27-year-old DeAndre Hopkins, but like I said, I think his style of play has enabled him to age pretty gracefully in this league to where he can still be a high-level impact player. He was a 1,000-yard receiver just last season. Guys, I don't know how much y'all pay attention to the Titans.
Not much.
But with how inept that offense was last season, to have a 1,000-yard receiver within that offense was a feat in and of itself, and it was a credit to DeAndre Hopkins still continuing to get open despite being the focal point. Titans didn't have anybody else on that team on the outside that could get separation. They didn't have anybody else that could be a reliable target, whether it was Ryan Tannehill or Malik Willis or Will Levis in that rotating door of quarterbacks. DeAndre Hopkins was the constant last season. Now he finally goes to a stable, high-level quarterback situation. I will be very, very surprised if those two don't establish an immediate connection. And when healthy, DeAndre Hopkins, he may not be the player he was 6-7 years ago, but still will be one of the more reliable targets in the NFL.
So I know the Chiefs are excited from a standpoint of the red zone and utilizing this guy inside the 20. Can you speak to how he performs inside the 20 and why the Chiefs seemingly are excited about that aspect of his game?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about his catch radius, right? I mean, his catch radius is so wide. DeAndre Hopkins kind of defines that he's always open. He's that type of wide receiver. And we didn't really get to see that this year with the Titans. And it might scare Chiefs fans to look at D-Hop's numbers this year and think that the drop-off has started. But I promise you, the issues in Tennessee are a lot deeper than DeAndre Hopkins. We're having all sorts of conversations. At no point this year did we in Tennessee have the conversation of DeAndre Hopkins is no longer the player that he was. Titans got to move DeAndre Hopkins because he's not giving them what they thought they would get in him. That has not been the conversation. The issue has been move DeAndre Hopkins because you've got to sell. You've got to rebuild. And it seems like you have your answer on your quarterback. So now it's time to look to the future. So, his catch radius for me is the number one thing. Route running and catch radius, those are the two constants throughout the course of DeAndre Hopkins' career, and that definitely comes up big in the red zone.
talk with Lucas Panzeca of 104.5 The Zone. Lucas, you talked about him being a pro's pro, going to multiple teams, being with a lot of different quarterbacks. This is a wide receiver room in Kansas City that's really young, inexperienced, even behind DeAndre Hopkins. We don't expect him to come in and be a 1,300, 1,400 first-team all-pro guy like he was maybe in 2017, 2018. Still expect some production, but can you speak to maybe his leadership and what he can do in a young locker room that's still going to need some help behind him?
Yeah, look, I mean, he's not your rah-rah guy, right? DeAndre Hopkins is never the guy breaking down the huddle. He's sort of the philosopher of the locker room, so to speak. He was honestly a really good calming presence for a guy like Will Levis, who can get very high-strung, right? Levis is the type of quarterback, it's been a discussion about him since his college days. He can get too high, he can get too low. Hopkins was a great sort of stabilizing factor for Will Levis, and I think he could be that for a young Chiefs wide receiver room. So, look, he's very toned down in the locker room. He's not going to give you a lot in terms of those media scrums, but he's a really, really mature player. You're not going to get any drama from DeAndre Hopkins. He is a pro's pro, and I think the media here in Tennessee really appreciated that, and Will Levis benefited from that last year. I mean, and there were times where Levis is coming off the field way too fired up, right? You're seeing the vein popping out of his neck, whether it's something good or bad, and DeAndre Hopkins was kind of the guy that was there to balance him out, to calm him down and be that calming aspect. He doesn't need to do that for Patrick Mahomes, but I wonder how much that quality will help this Chiefs wide receiver core.
Lucas Panzeca of 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. Hey, man, we appreciate the time. Have a good rest of your morning and afternoon, and we appreciate the D-Hop information here on our show.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
He appreciates us. Look at that. That's nice.
Nice guys in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's also the voice of the Nashville Sounds, the soccer club, I understand. Is that true?
The Nashville soccer club, yes. Nashville SC.
Oh, at Nashville FC?
Nashville Sounds are the baseball, minor league baseball
team. Oh, I didn't know if they adopted that name.
Yeah, he's play-by-play for Nashville SC.
Some of the text line also said he is the Nashville Jay Binkley.
No, that guy hasn't been through multiple wives yet, has he?
Okay.
No,
he's very young. Engaged. Yeah, speaking of somebody who's been through multiple boogers.
As far as the boogs goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers. That's one thing I'm very proud of.
That was your first time on TV?
Not one time? What about as a child? Had to happen.
Oh, boy.
Had to happen.
No, I honestly haven't.
You're missing out.
Try it.
It looks...
Give it a go. Yeah.
It's great.
It's a tough look to try and defend, because that video is a little incriminating.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can tell you that there needs to be a side view that shows that there wasn't a bug that actually went in the mouth.
Okay.
Bug.
Okay.
It seems like I didn't get anything on that one. That's why I was just kind of like seeing what was going on. But
he keeps calling it a bug.
I can't stop laughing and snorting, because Pat McAfee, God love him, legitimately asked the question that everybody wanted to know.
He asked about it yesterday. Like, will he ask Aaron Rodgers or will he not? And he actually did.
Did you eat your boogers?
But he like let him up. He's like, you ever eat your boogers as a kid? Not a bug, man. Like, I wish you could see the siding. If you have to defend angles when it comes to being a booger eater, you ate the bug.
You ate the bug.
As far as the bugs goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers.
Just stop for a second, whatever you're doing. Pull over to the side of the road and think about that line for a second. Mm-hmm. That's 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the New York Jets, addressing whether or not he picks his nose and eats it.
As far as the boogers goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers.
Things you never thought.
That's a lie, because I just watched him do it on Sunday Night Football.
But and he did. He goes, look, the angle, what am I supposed to do here? I got busted. He basically just said, I got busted out. After he said he never ate his boogers, he got busted out. And I think when you're a dad, you start to have the fears that your kid's going to eat their boogers in public and do all that kind of stuff. We were very fortunate. We didn't have booger eaters. Were you a booger eater as a kid, Dusty?
No.
Mac, did you eat your boogers?
For sure.
You did, okay.
For sure.
I was not a booger eater. My friend Charlie was. It was disgusting. It made me sick to my stomach all the time with the boogers and stuff of that nature. But like, once you reach like that ripe old age of, I don't know, 30, 40, where Aaron Rodgers is right now, probably like that's something as an adult male you don't need to be doing anymore, right? Like eating your boogers.
As far as the boogers goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers.
I've never eaten my boogers.
Boogers go.
As far as the boogers goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers.
As
This is where we thank our parents for the education when we talk about stuff like this. Thanks for sending me to college. What'd you do today? We talked about Aaron Rodgers eating his boogers.
I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to wear number 18.
Why?
Because there isn't one. And he can't be 10.
No, he's not 10. That's taken.
Yeah, but 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16's available.
You can't wear 16.
Because it's retired. 18's available. After that, it gets weird, unless he wears like an 80 number.
I hope he wears something like a single digit or something.
Like, well, there's no single digits available.
I thought you said 8, 9.
No, I don't think so. 7, 8, 9 are all taken.
That's why 6 is afraid of 7.
Yeah. 1, 2, so he could wear 3. That would be interesting.
That'd be a cool number.
1, 2 is taken. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 retired. 17, 18 available. 18 or 3?
18 or 3.
Gosh, that's the poll question.
Yeah.
What number does DeAndre Hopkins wear? 3 or 18?
35. I love the single digit numbers. Like, I like the 0. I like the number 1. Like, Malik Nabers wearing number 1. We thought, boy, that's a bold move. Clearly deserves to wear number 1. He is that guy. But, like, why not 0 if you're DeAndre Hopkins? Do the Chiefs have a 0?
I think so.
No.
That'd be cool. Him is 0. Xavier Worthy is 1.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah, that
zero
would be 0 and 1.
That'd be sick.
They don't have a 0.
Actually, they do. His name is Sky Moore.
There it is. Coming from the other side, I have a discussion I want to have because I saw it on Colin Cowherd's show, and a guy that used to work in the city brought up a good point. I want to add to it. It involves two quarterbacks, one in the NFC, one in the AFC. They're the same, but they have a different narrative. Pop Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Mac, you seem like a guy that would know this information involving the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Somebody says maybe he could pay Brian Cook for his old college number. Can you buy a jersey number in the middle of the season? Is there like any time frame? Like if you're to go to Brian Cook and be like, hey, man, let me get that number real quick. Oh, you can?
You can. Absolutely. Okay. See, I thought the NFL had rules that you had to notify them a year in advance if you were going to change numbers or your name like Ocho Cinco did or whatnot. How much would you be willing to pay to get a number? I don't know what the rules are. I don't, you know, it doesn't, not something that I really lose sleep over, but how much would you pay to get a certain jersey number? How much is it worth to you? $50,000? I mean, I don't know. My friend Gene Watson sends me a text this morning. Not even good morning. It's I need a 96.5 The Fan t-shirt. I'm like, okay, $50,000. Whatever is paid for by DeAndre Hopkins for that jersey number to Brian Cook is what Gene can pay me for a 96.5 The Fan shirt. Nice shirts, right?
Yeah, not bad.
Well, we just saw
Davante Adams do it in New Jersey, right? Malachi Corley, the rookie, was number 17. Davante Adams comes in and says, I'm going to be number 17.
You're going to be number 17. I'm going to take your number. That's a guy nobody ever heard of. Either way.
Isaiah Pacheco, what would you say?
$100,000? Because Isaiah Pacheco should sell his jersey number because he ain't getting the big contract. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but like Isaiah Pacheco now, you're selling everything you possibly can to make some dough back, brother.
We get into this next topic. Before we do that, I want to bring up our text line because we asked the question on our Wednesday text. Does DeAndre Hopkins' acquisition solidify the three-peat for you? Yes or no? And I'm not sure how many people are, you know, it's getting closer. But again, the Wednesday poll question, does DeAndre Hopkins' acquisition solidify the Chiefs' three-peat? Yes or no? 51.9% said yes. 48.1% say no.
So if you're on the no side, what else still needs to be done?
Maybe another receiver
for that three-peat. Or is that getting greedy?
I don't think so. You lost 3.
Okay, you're going to get Hollywood Brown back, but most likely in December.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi Rice, probably not. The hamstring guy, Juju probably back as well.
But not for another. I fear he goes on IR and has to miss the 4 games.
Probably, but
that's what happened
one.
To Nico Collins. That's what I think is going to happen to Mike Evans.
Yeah, Mike Evans looks like he's going to be out till after.
He's getting an MRI and he's going to be out that Monday night game, which kills that juice with him and Godwin being out.
And the hamstring, the only thing that heals that is time. So.
Time and rest. So again, I just go off what I have seen so far. It seems like Juju probably 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And he hasn't missed a week yet because he played last week and got hurt on like the first
play. Okay, so that's one position, right?
Yeah.
If you also have a tight end that's really good, a running back that's found the fountain of youth right now. Noah Gray's really good as well. Like all of a sudden, you know, he got paid, he's coming on. And we also have a pretty good defense here in Kansas City to talk about as well. So I think like if you're on the no side of things, like I think now at this point in time, you're just being greedy and you think, oh, we still need more. No, you've got a head coach that's legit. You've got a quarterback that's legit. You added a legitimate, reliable, trustworthy, red zone threat wide receiver. Got a tight end that's legit that plays big in the postseason and a defense that's one of the top five in the NFL and maybe arguably the greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
You are going to get Chuck Omenihu back
at
one point. Do you think maybe you go test the waters with a corner? Or do you trust?
Well, they signed some cat yesterday that everybody got excited about that I'd never heard of. Keith Murray, or I don't know the hell the guy's name was. But people were like, you know, retweeting that and getting excited about some guy they promoted to the active roster from a cornerback standpoint. No,
McDuffie's college teammate, I think it was.
Is that who it was?
I think so. Okay. I can't remember his name either.
Great. But no, I think right now, like, find me a more complete team than the Kansas City Chiefs. I think sometimes we evaluate and self-evaluate in such a negative way that you don't compare it to what else is going on in the NFL. How many teams in the NFL have a Hall of Fame head coach, a Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame tight end? If the assistants got into the Hall of Fame, a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator, a Hall of Fame defensive lineman, most likely a Hall of Fame cornerback in Trent McDuffie, and a very good running back in Kareem Hunt, Pacheco coming back, like, guys, we're talking about Mission Hill's problems, yo. You know, like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but like, we're talking about problems that other teams wish they had. Could we get a fourth wide receiver?
You go get like DeMarcus Robinson. Now I wouldn't be mad if you brought him into town.
No, that's fine.
I love that.
Yeah.
But I do want to bring up a conversation real quick because I go home every day. I know it's weird. Everybody goes home every day. Maybe not everybody. But I watch Colin Cowherd's show, The Herd. I just enjoy his program. I get to see some guys that used to work here. Danny Parkins pops on that show every once in a while. So does Nick Wright. And I thought they brought up a good point because Colin Cowherd was talking to Nick Wright about this. And he said, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are both just different than anybody else. They're the two best quarterbacks in the league. I think you could put Josh Allen in that category as well, depending on where you have him in your league. But then Nick Wright kind of comes back and says, yeah, the only thing I would say differently is that Lamar Jackson's the best quarterback in football in September through November, and Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback from December to January. And until Lamar Jackson can really kind of prove that he can do that, then I can put him in the same sort of discussion, and he owns it. Like, I know that I'm a Mahomes homer, and I have Mahomes Mountain, and I have all this, and the Ravens fans hate me for this take. But it is true. Like, why does Lamar get a pass? Because what's the one thing that Fesco always says about Dak Prescott?
He can't win in the playoffs. Yeah.
When has Lamar won in the playoffs?
Never.
They beat Houston last year. It was tied at halftime. And then he was bad against the Chiefs. Like, he was not good. He's lost in games before. And yet Lamar, I get it. He's won two MVPs and he's the favorite right now. I don't think he would win. But like, why do we give Lamar the pass? Like, why does Dak not get the pass? Because you had mentioned like maybe Lamar's nice to the media.
And I don't know that that at all.
But Dak's never had a bad media moment.
Right.
Like, he's had the cameras in the locker room, whatever. Like, he said something like, you know, get ready or something like that. And I think Dak has, you know, got people cringed out with the, okay, here we go. Like, that's weird that he does that every snap.
And that dance that he does in warm-ups mocks.
Josh Allen loses in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson loses in the playoffs. Dak Prescott.
Well, everybody loses in the playoffs because of Mahomes.
But
right?
I mean, that's an NFC quarterback there that loses in the playoffs. Kirk Cousins loses in the playoffs. Yeah. And yet, for some reason, Lamar gets a pass. And I'm not trying to say Lamar's not good, but if we're going to heckle Dak and we're going to heckle these guys because they don't win in the playoffs, but yet then we talk about Lamar Jackson, like, oh, he's the next best guy.
Well, I think a lot of it with the Dallas Cowboys probably has to do with the fact that it's the Dallas Cowboys, and people are just tired of the Dallas Cowboys, right? Like, every time they get a quarterback, it's going to be the next great thing because he's the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Who was the last really good quarterback that the Dallas Cowboys had? Because Troy Aikman won. No question about it, but he didn't put up great numbers. You go back and look at Troy Aikman's numbers, and I don't know that he had a season over 20 touchdowns. Tony Romo, he couldn't win the big one. I think people are just tired of having the Dallas Cowboys quarterback shoved down their throat. I really do. And I think that it's as simple as that.
Yeah. I just wonder that, because I thought they had a good discussion about it. And, you know, Nick had brought up, you know, talking about how he doesn't win the playoffs. And Colin's side was that it's him and Mahomes and it's nobody else. And then it's like, we kind of give Lamar a pass. It's like, if you're going to give Dak the same sort of, I don't know, that's just where I was at. And neither one of those guys eats their boogers. But, you know, Lamar might win his third MVP. Patrick might win his third straight World Series.
Yeah, and
Super Bowl championship.
Give me the Super Bowl championship over the MVP
of course.
Every day.
Of course.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get back into what this day is. Do they make another move? And how much more confident are you in a 6-0 team? Seems wild to think about, but I know there was a lot of you that weren't. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. It is the home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.